Track 9, Activity 33.
Global warming, a new battle for Kiribati. Kiribati is a small Pacific nation under threat of rising sea levels. Global warming has begun to affect the lives of Kiribati, the people of Kiribati. Two small uninhabited atolls in this group have already disappeared beneath the sea, and on the outer islands, families have moved to higher ground. Warmer water is upsetting the coral reef ecosystems and disturbing the fishing grounds. Taratai Kamaraya lives in the village of Basio on one of the small low-lying coral atolls of Tarawa, the capital of Kiribati. Basio is narrow and heavily populated. Taratai can walk from one side of the atoll to the other in 5 minutes. On the ocean side, he traps eels and catches octopus on the reef. In the lagoon, when the tide goes out, he swims or digs for shellfish. Every day is hot and humid in Kiribati. Whether Taratai bodyboards in the surf after school, races his model outrigger on Saturday, or watches videos in the evenings, the average temperature is 30 degrees Celsius. According to climatologists, the world's climate is gradually changing, and greenhouse gases trapped in the atmosphere around the Earth are causing global warming. And as ocean temperatures warm, ice at the Earth's polar caps melts, and so the sea level rises. This worries Taratai. Basio is surrounded by a vast ocean. The highest point on the island is less than 3 meters above the level of the sea. Taratai has heard warning reports on local radio broadcasts. He's read newspaper articles reporting the submergence of two small uninhabited atolls in the lagoon. In the library and in health centres, he's seen colourful posters that advise people how to care for their coastline. Will his home one day be inundated by water? During the Second World War, a fierce battle between the Americans and the Japanese raged around the shores of Basio. On the beach across the road from Taratai's school stand huge coastal defence guns and clusters of decaying concrete ammunition bunkers. It seems to Taratai that now, years later, another battle is being fought. The battle to save his home. Kiribati is not on the tropical cyclone belt, but during a very high tide or when strong winds batter the island, waves sweep across the narrow atoll, eroding the shoreline. Already the seawater endangers homes, coastal coral roads, and burial plots. The salt destroys the food crops. Families in Taratai's village have constructed protective seawalls using bags of coral and old tyres dug into the sand. Taratai understands that the sea level won't rise dramatically overnight, and maybe won't do so even in his lifetime. But scientists have predicted that gradually, over a period of 50 years, his island could become uninhabitable. Already obtaining drinking water is a problem. Salt water has begun to seep through the coral atoll and is contaminating its underground freshwater supplies. At school, during environmental studies, Taratai's teacher does not discuss the prospects of the rising sea level with her class because she doesn't want to worry the children. But Taratai and his classmates are learning how they can protect and care for the coral reefs. This year, on World Environmental Day, the class is joining in a Clean Up the Coastline project. They plan to plant mangroves in the lagoon to replenish and protect the breeding grounds for sea creatures. Also, families are encouraged not to dump rubbish on the beach. If Taratai's father wants to remove sand and coral from the beach or to build a seawall, he must get special permission. Taratai and the people of Kiribati can protect their coastline, but if the Earth continues to heat up, the polar ice caps will continue to melt, and the sea level will continue to rise.